Yo fam, today I'm going to talk to you about redefining legacy. Now, legacy is not something that I've thought about very much, but I have thought about goals and dreams and vision. And I was on a call this weekend. It's a group call, 7-week program with MKP, and the leaders really brought up some perspective, or help me shift my perspective around my view of the future. Who is it I want to be? What's the story I want to leave behind? And anyway, here are my thoughts. I hope you enjoy it. Before we go, if while you're listening to this, someone comes to mind you think should hear this episode, be sure to share it with them. Drop them a text, send them a link, or screenshot it and text it to them. Holla at your boy. I love you. Yo fam, today I'm going to talk to you about legacy, 5-year plans, basically the topics that have been coming up in my Mankind Project 7-week program. They've been pretty good. So one thing that they asked was, we did this exercise about where do you see yourself in 5 years, visualize, you know, what you think you'd like to happen, etc. And the thing that came to mind for me was, I can't believe I get paid to do this. And what that means for me is being on the right track, being in the an industry that I like. I've often thought about that with the job that I have now. And I think what's significant about that statement is, and I'll tie this into legacy as well, is I have a tendency to look at things outside of myself to change the way I feel. In other words, the tendency to think, in 5 years, when I accomplish these things, then I will feel better, or then I'll feel satisfied. And, or when I make this amount of money, then I'll be happy. Or when my wife does this, then, you know, I'll be calm and satiated. But I think oftentimes what's important is where we are in the moment. What leads me into the legacy talk was, last night, one of our exercises was we had to do an interview that had a number of questions for us, and then we had to write our obituary. You know, here lies Preston, he leaves behind blah blah blah. And it was very good. It was a good experience. But on the call last night, we talked about legacy. And one thing that I liked about what the leaders talked about legacy was, we are going to leave a legacy behind no matter what. In other words, no matter what we do, whether we sit in a room and never come out, whether we live in the woods and never see anybody, or whether we do something great, we are 100% going to leave a legacy. And people are going to talk about it or not. They are going to make up meaning for what your life meant and what my life meant. And so no matter what we do, we're going to leave a legacy. But I think oftentimes when I think about my 5-year and 10-year plan, or I think about legacy, is always about goals and setting a plan in action. And the leader, Stefan, encouraged us to, you know, create a legacy plan, etc. And I think the thing that I was left with after that call last night was, I'm already doing it. Like, all of my goals and dreams, this idea of being a speaker and a podcast host and a teacher, a trainer, a coach, is I'm already doing it. I don't need to be looking to the future to one day feel accomplished. I don't need to be looking back at my past with regret that I didn't do enough, or that I'm, you know, I procrastinated too much, or I didn't make that call. I think all of my work, all of my personal development stuff, everything is geared towards feeling okay in the moment, feeling okay with where I am now, being okay with the fact that I'm already a speaker, even though I don't get paid as a speaker. I'm already a teacher, even though I don't hold class or do workshops. I'm already on the path of legacy, even though it doesn't look like what my interpretation of this laying down this big legacy. And I think of my dad. My dad talked about legacy was, what am I going to be remembered for? And he is remembered. I don't know if he necessarily did anything special for his legacy, but he's remembered. And I think the other thing that came up for me when we wrote those obituaries was, do I matter? You know, I think whether it's building the biggest building in town, building a great business, having a good marriage, or that my son turns out as a nice, you know, man, you know, whatever that thing is, my question is, did I matter? Did what I do while I was on this earth matter? And and I don't know that I need to get as caught up in the details. But what's also funny about this is my biggest problem and my biggest struggle is details. So what do you think about that? What does legacy mean for you? How do you feel when you think about 5-year goals and plans? What does this takeaway that I had from my groups and journaling about these thoughts, how does that hit for you? Let your boy know. I love you. I'm thinking about you. Always remember, we have a Facebook group. It's called the High Cost of Anonymity Facebook group. And if you haven't already, be sure to jump over to Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star review and a written review, 5-star rating. And if you listen on Spotify, be sure to follow the podcast so you get notifications when we drop new episodes. I love you. Holla at your boy, Gio.